Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. United Nations calls for more women's participation on the eve of parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump in Washington tonight as Iran nuclear talks reach critical stage. In Madagascar, 20 people killed after tropical cyclone Ghazni struck Toama Siena City. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set target of 197 runs for England in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And now the news in detail. The United Nations emphasized that safe, inclusive and meaningful participation in public life is a fundamental right for all in Bangladesh as the country prepares for the 13th National Parliamentary Election tomorrow. This includes women and girls, women with disabilities, minority women and gender diverse individuals, a report.
In a statement, the United Nations highlighted concerns from women groups about violence and harassment of candidates and voters, including cyberbullying, deepfakes, and AI-altered abuse. It stressed the importance of women's representation and leadership and is supporting the Bangladesh Election Commission to increase electoral participation. The UN called on political leaders and stakeholders to adopt zero tolerance for intimidation, harassment, and violence, ensuring that all voters and candidates can engage freely, safely, and without fear of reprisals during the electoral process. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Meanwhile, final security and logistical preparations are underway across Bangladesh as the country gears up for national elections tomorrow. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
In a televised address, Chief Election Commissioner Nasiruddin urged citizens to vote wishfully and accept the results, warning that any untoward incident would be dealt with firmly. Concerns have also emerged over the alleged misuse of religious sentiments in campaigning despite clear legal restrictions. On the enforcement front, police detained a Jamaat leader at Airport with Taka 7.4 million in cash, while another leader was held in Kumbhila over allegations of distributing money among voters, claims the party denies. According to the Election Commission, voting will be held from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. without a break at over 42,000 centers across 299 constituencies. In the election, 12.77 crore voters are eligible to vote. Navalsan Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
In Pakistan, the sentencing of human rights attorney couple Iman Mazari and Hadi Ali Chatta has sparked condemnation from the United Nations, international legal bodies and the country's rights groups. A report in Christian Daily International says the critics have warned that the case represents a dangerous escalation in the suppression of dissent and legal advocacy in Pakistan. The couple was sentenced in January this year by a sessions court in Islamabad under Pakistan's Prevention of Electronics Crimes Act for social media posts critical of state institutions. Both of them received multiple concurrent sentences of imprisonment, totaling 17 years, a report.
Rights groups and legal observers have described the convictions as politically motivated and the trial is deeply flawed, raising alarm over shrinking civic space and judicial independence in the country. The UN Human Rights Office stated that it was deeply disturbed by the sentencing of Mazari and Chatta and that criminal sanctions for peaceful expression are incompatible with Pakistan's obligations as per international human rights law. The European Union also voiced similar concerns, stressing that the conviction of Mazari and Chatta undermines freedom of expression and the independence of the legal profession, principles important for the rule of law. According to the report, Amnesty International has demanded the immediate and unconditional release of Mazari and Chatta, terming their arrest arbitrary and part of a broader pattern of harassment of human rights activists. A coalition of international legal organizations, including the International Commission of Jurists, Lawyers for Lawyers, and the International Bar Association's Human Rights Institute, in a joint statement condemned the sentencing of the couple. The sentencing of Mazari and Chatta has sparked protests in Pakistan. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan described the sentencing of the couple as symptomatic of a rapidly worsening environment for activists and lawyers who fight sensitive cases that involve state power, religion, or national security. Valsa Williams for World News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet US President Donald Trump in Washington tonight seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in the next round of talks. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has said, discussion will be focused on energy and deregulation. Mr. Netanyahu has long argued that Iran represents an existential security threat to Israel. It will be the sixth meeting in the United States since Mr. Trump returned to office a year ago. The meeting comes days after Iran and the U.S. held talks in Oman, after which Mr. Trump said that another round of negotiations would follow. After reaching Washington yesterday, Mr. Netanyahu met Mr. Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Mr. Netanyahu's visit comes as the U.S. increases its military presence in the West Asia, with President Trump warning Tehran of strikes if it fails to reach a deal on its nuclear program and to stop killing protesters. Mr. Trump yesterday said that he was thinking about sending a second aircraft carrier strike group to the West Asia. Meanwhile, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country would not yield in the face of aggression, but they are continuing dialogue with neighboring countries in order to establish peace and tranquility in the region. He also reiterated that Iran was not seeking to acquire nuclear weapons. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Madagascar, 20 people were killed after tropical cyclone Ghazni struck the country's main port city of Toamasina, toppling houses and cutting power across the region. Winds exceeded 195 kilometers per hour, prompting red alerts for floods and landslides as the storm moved inland. Authorities reported 33 injuries, 15 missing people, and over 2,700 evacuations. Toamasina, home to around 300,000 residents, suffered extensive damage, with 75% of infrastructure destroyed. In Canada, 10 people were killed and dozens injured after a shooting at a school in Tumbler Ridge. Police further confirmed that the gunman also died from a self-inflicted injury. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said that he is devastated by the horrific shooting at a school in the British Columbia district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the horrendous shooting incident in Canada. A Sri Lankan High Court today sentenced 12 people to death for the 2022 killing of former parliamentarian Amarakirithi Adukorala and his police bodyguard during island-wide unrest triggered by the country's worst economic crisis. The verdict was delivered by a special trial at bar of the Gampaha High Court after a lengthy hearing. Four other defendants received six-month prison sentences suspended for 5 years, while 23 were acquitted. On to sports now. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies have set a target of 197 runs for England in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Put in to bat first, West Indies posted 196 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, England were 151 for 8 in 17.2 overs when reports last came in. England won the toss and elected to bowl first. Australia defeated Ireland by 67 runs in a Group B match at R. Premadasa Stadium, Colombo, this evening. Earlier, South Africa defeated Afghanistan in double super over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this afternoon. In men's hockey, India began the 2025-26 FIH Pro League campaign with a 1-3 loss against Belgium at the Birsa Munta Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. United Nations calls for more women's participation on the eve of parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump in Washington tonight as Iran nuclear talks reach critical stage. In Madagascar, 20 people killed after tropical cyclone Ghazni struck Toamasina city. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies set target of 197 runs for England in a Group C match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.